The Holly Frontier Oil Refinery in Woods Cross has been given a green light from the Utah Division of Air Quality to triple its refining capacity, even as it's promised to reduce pollution. The expansion will mean hundreds of millions of dollars of new investment in the refinery, as well as at least 60 new jobs. But Holly Frontier spokesperson Mike Aston says there are still challenges to deal with from groups opposed to it.
If it had been issued a year ago, I'd be jumping up and down and scheduling a party, but it's been drug out so long that it's a little hard to get too euphoric about it.
Dr. Brian Mensch with Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment is promising to fight the permit even as the company begins work on its new facilities.
We will be filing first an injunction to stop it, and then we'll be filing an official appeal as per the process that is required.
Mensch accuses Holly Frontier of using formulas to calculate its future emissions that don't reflect the numbers that government agencies and other refineries have used. Barring legal obstacles, Aston says the first phase of the expansion should be finished by 2015 and the second in about 2017. Dan Bomas, KUER News.